This is just a quick little possibility for you. I had a little insight that, it takes a willingness to want to see the unusual, but I'm going to give you something really odd to consider. But if you do, I think it'll be very, very useful. And part of it is the date today is, as of this recording, the 15th of February. Somewhere between the 18th and 19th of February, but really arriving in the next few days, is an extraordinary opportunity to feel something that is quite unusual. At first, I was just going to do this myself, but I thought, well, maybe I'd give more of you a chance to consider it. What it is that there's going to be, in my understanding, one of the largest and strongest ascending yin movements available on the planet in many thousands of years. And part of the reason for that is somewhere around the 18th, there is a specific alignment that occurs between the Earth, the Sun, the Moon, the center of the galaxy, and the center of the universe. And it only occurs once every 75,000 years. And this particular movement happens to fall exactly on the cusp of beginning what we call Five Boy. The Five Boy month is the third month of winter that starts on the 19th, 20th, depending on where you are, as late as the 21st in some places. But the presence of this ascending yin surge, the Three Boy month has been taking me more down to the roots, and I'm planning on following that, falling feather for the next 3 days, and then it's going to come upward, and this upward mobility is a surge. Now, in the northern hemisphere, this bodes very well because in the northern hemisphere, that month before spring is starting. That's the Five Boy month. And what happens on the Five Boy month is the roots and the earth, they prepare for the surge of spring. Now, the surge of spring is about to occur on the 18th of February. So there'll be basically two forms of spring occurring. One a little earlier, lined up in the universe. So there is a strong force on the 18th that'll be followed up by, another one in the northern hemisphere to compile or codify with it the experience of the actual equinox into spring. So there's two of them happening in the northern hemisphere. This does not preclude the southern hemisphere because the one on the 18th is planetary, it's galactic, it's big. It's a very strong experience of what is vertical. Now, the difference between the vertical and this picture and the horizontal is that the vertical is our degree of our capacity to be aware and to feel. The horizontal is how well we share it. So, if you're a rayed type person, it's jewel and flower, or it's a masculine experience of ascending, which is also about the degree one has in any subject. The horizontal one is my willingness to give and receive and share with other people. So, that's the basic difference between why I like to use this picture of the laminin molecule. Now, the difference is, there's going to be this very specific, very strong surge of the ascending yin. The ascending yin in the Five Boy is going to be your individuality and your right to free will and to be exactly who you want to be authentically, whatever you hold that to be. So on the 18th, 19th, you can ride this wave. You can body surf this ascending wave, and you may find yourself, you know, on the 17th, 18th, 19th, being awake at night, because this is an awakening experience. This awakening experience corresponds to the time period between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. is the hours of awakening. Between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., people are basically asleep, but the ideal waking point is at 4 a.m., 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. is the awakening 2 hours that leads into sunrise. I know it's a lot to think about, but 4 a.m., you're going to have a 4 a.m. experience for 24 hours at least. So you have the greatest opportunity to awaken all day long, which you can use that in different hours, or you can use that in different locations. You can use it any way you want, but there's going to be about a 3-day period of deep opportunity to awaken. However you want to use that, wake up a feeling, wake up a heart, wake up a future, it's something profoundly optimistic. So if you're interested in being able to do that, just be aware that it's occurring, and or be more vertical during the day, which means stand or do Qigong or Tai Chi if you want to be vertical while moving, or if you want to do yoga postures that are more vertical. If you find yourself waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning or any time, I would suggest that you sit up at least, if not get up. If I'm awake at 2 or 3 in the morning, I'm getting up during this time period and just going to be present for the experience of what's very rare and about to occur. Just keeping you informed about the possibilities. See you soon.